In the UK, the frontrunner for the Tory leadership, Boris Johnson, has been labelled a coward as the race becomes increasingly personal. Mr Johnson has refused to answer questions about a late-night row with his girlfriend, which prompted a visit from police. His opponent, the Foreign Secretary, Jeremy Hunt, says the former London mayor wants to slink through the back door of Downing Street. Europe correspondent Samantha Hawley filed this report.
Does a person's private life have any bearing on their ability to do the hustings?
Boris Johnson was just not going there.
They want to know why the police were called to your house in the early hours of Friday morning.
I don't think they want to hear about that kind of thing. Unless I'm wrong. I think.
The crowd was sympathetic, but critics argue as he runs for high office, his character must be open to scrutiny. While the row with his partner, Carrie Simmons, and the late-night visit by police continues to dominate the headlines, Mr Johnson is barely anywhere to be seen. A television debate between the leadership hopefuls scheduled for Tuesday evening London time has been cancelled by Sky after Mr Johnson refused to appear.
I just think it's very disrespectful to Conservative Party members.
In a newspaper article, the Foreign Secretary and leadership hopeful Jeremy Hunt went further, declaring Mr Johnson a coward who's pathetically evading questions, demanding he man up.
Well, I'm saying that it is cowardice, frankly, not to appear in head-to-head debates against me.
But Boris Johnson's past indiscretions haven't hurt his political rise yet. The former Australian Foreign Minister, Alexander Downer, who's the executive chair of the International School of Government at London's King's College, says you either like him or hate him, with nothing much in between.
I think it depends very much on who you talk to. Like all politicians, he has his enemies and his friends. I mean, he's what in England they call a Marmite politician, Marmite being like Vegemite. You either love it or you hate it.
For now, it's a very personal battle, but at its centre is Brexit. Boris Johnson has promised to take the UK out of the EU on October the 31st with or without a deal. Jeremy Hunt remains open to a further extension. If Boris Johnson is successful, he'll have to battle with the Brexit chaos that's gripped the Conservative Party.
Most people would really rather judge my ambitions and my character and my programme by what I deliver.
What they want to know is...
And regardless of what goes on behind closed doors, that will be a far greater task. This is Samantha Hawley in London, reporting for AM.